Well, we're focusing on the budget situation right now.
Do you have an agreement, sir?
No.
Any idea when you might get one? Are you close? Is it, how would you describe it?
I mean, I think, you know, things, we're not really at loggerheads. I mean, it's just a question of people of good faith coming together and getting the job done. So I think we'll shake hands before the 14th, have a session done hopefully in 2 days, 3 days the most, and then we'll go home.
You're still thinking, Senator, like the target date, the week of the 14th?
Yes.
And I know you came out with a proposal last week for a different income tax proposal, not as broad as the original Senate bill, but $75,000 for individuals, $125,000 for joint filers. Has that been accepted by the other side, or is that...
No, I mean, you know, both sides have got different proposals, and, you know, people of goodwill can come together and solve this issue. The key is you want to minimize... any hurt to the taxpayers through cuts or through revenues. And we need to balance the budget and move forward. You know, it's tough, but we're going to get it done.
And I know the people on the other side of the aisle say, don't come back. These are the Republicans. First of all, the cost of bringing the General Assembly back, and I think your estimate's $20,000 a day. The state can live with its means. What do you say?
Well, I mean, you know, the people are going to be driving down and driving home. I mean, the cost is going to be minimal. But the cost of not coming back is not even comprehensible in my mind. I'm the oldest of 10 kids, all went to a public school, and we all benefit from the education. We all went to land-grant colleges. The cost of the community colleges, the cost of public education, the cost of higher education. You know, we don't want to see what they've done in Florida, 45% increases in higher tuition. If we don't come back, it's going to mean a 13% increase in the tuition for higher education alone, much less the so-called... formulas in the metropolitan areas for people who have low income and high cost of living. They're all going to be wiped out. So we're not going to let that happen. We're going to come together and solve the problem.
And are you comfortable with a second special session? And I know the governor's floated this idea, but coming back this summer to consider the gambling bill.
Well, you know, the county executive of Prince George's County is proposing it. The mayor of Baltimore City is proposing it. It needs to happen if we're going to have any meaningful gambling legislation. And all we're asking is that it go to the public. All we're asking is that the people be allowed to vote on it in November. And I can't understand anybody willing to thwart the will of the people.